I want to talk a little bit about the new adjuvant trial that's going to look at bevacizumab also, but just to finish out on the TKIs, anything new in terms of the rash, either in terms of management or prediction of response?
For management, I think Roman Perez-Soler presented some data this year on using vitamin K derivatives or analogs for treatment of it that looked fairly promising. I think that the enthusiasm for rash as a predictor of benefit or dosing to rash has waned a little bit. I actually saw a patient the other day who'd been continuously trying to updose their erlotinib until rash and actually developed, you know, profound fatigue and anorexia, got some rash, but didn't have any augmented tumor response. This is actually a lady with a mutation, and she had grafted out all her tumor measurements. She'd had a partial response. She was trying to see if she could make things that much better by getting a more severe rash, and only at Memorial would have all those calculations put in front of us.
I was going to say only in New York City do you see patients like that. Well, maybe not. I don't know, but that's interesting. Getting back to the vitamin K, is that commercially available? Can you get that over the counter?
I'm not sure. I did not. I haven't spoken to Roman about this in a while, so I'm not sure what the status of that approach is. And some of the folks, you know, as I'm sure you heard before, that respond to very brief dose interruption and or dose attenuation, and the rash, of course, tends to improve over time anyway. Probably if we did nothing, 80% of patients would be able to tolerate it by the end of a month anyway.
What would be the pathophysiology of why vitamin K would work?
Yeah, I have not followed that field that closely.